Vice President Kamala Harris oversaw the process of certifying the results of the election from each US state, an election she lost as the Democratic contender. Monday's process was smooth in complete contrast to what happened in 2021, when Donald Trump called on supporters to fight like hell and for his second-in-command Mike Pence not to send results back to the states. Some people stormed the Capitol, breaking into interior rooms, disrupting the process and leading to the death of 5 people, including a police officer. More than 1,500 people were charged with federal crimes. Well, Trump has promised to pardon those supporters who were charged with offences. Caroline Malone, Washington.